In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today's Mass is being offered for the special intentions of Delray Senna and her child, Jonah. She's the one who I've been asking prayer for some time. And she, just during the holy hour, sent me a message, just right as I entered into the confessional, saying that she has started bleeding and she's rushing to the hospital right now. So we're going to pray for that little child right now. We'll pray at the end of the Spanish homily as well in Spanish, the exact same prayer. But we're going to turn to Saint Gianna Beretta Mola, who's the patron saint of so many who are dealing with difficult pregnancies, and a saint who I'm very close to and met when I first went to seminary. I've shared with you, I'm sure, the story many times before of what that was like to encounter the saint. And we're going to trust her to this intention. At least in your hearts, pray this prayer. O patron saint of mothers and physicians and preborn children, O compassionate Saint Gianna, physician and caregiver of the poor, of the elderly and the children, and the expectant mothers, look lovingly upon our humble prayer and intercede for us with our Heavenly Father. As a dedicated wife and mother, you imitated the love of our Savior Jesus Christ, and even to the point of giving your life to save the life of your preborn child. Ask the Holy Spirit, I pray, to fill us with courage so that your words may become our own, whatever God wants. If it is in God's loving plan for us, pray that our intention may be granted as we ask for the safe delivery of Jonas and for the supernaturally sped recovery of your servant, Delray Senna. We ask this through Christ our Lord. So just by a short way of us getting something of instruction on these readings, the first reading speaks powerfully from Micah here, where our Lord, speaking through Micah, says a lot of things, as you heard Lydia speak them forth, as little great difficulties that we find in understanding what God is even about, what he's doing, how difficult it is for us to turn to God. God says this. He says, my people, what have I done to you, or how have I wearied you? Answer me. See how I brought you from the land of Egypt, from the place of slavery, and released you, how I've sent before you Moses and Aaron and Miriam. So with what shall we come before the Lord then? What should we do to bow down to God himself? How can we hear his voice? And so often we find ourselves just struggling to recognize that God is truly there, and yet he's done so many great signs, worked so many great wonders in times past, ages past, the lives of the saints, all throughout the history, even with our own lives, we see them there, but it's easy for us to be distracted and to say, well, God, what do you even want from me? What am I supposed to do in this life? What are the things that I'm supposed to focus on to make sure that your word gets carried out within the world? We feel like that so often, don't we? And yet, hear from the prophet Micah, who probably none of us here spends much time reading the book of Micah. It's a powerful book. And it tells you what is required of you and I at this time. I remember so many times. I can remember one of the first times that I really broke this open in great detail for our men who were in the prison here in Santa Rosa. I spent about 30 minutes actually preaching on it for them in there, because I'm able to just go off and just preach as long as I want because they're a captive audience. But what does it say there? It says within our gospel, what? I shall give you, it says, you have been told, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you. We've been told what God requires of it. And what is that? The last words that you heard Lydia speak. This is the only thing that God requires of you, only to do right, to love goodness, and to walk humbly before God. The work of God and the work that we have to complete on behalf of God, that he expects of us, isn't that complicated. It's just those three things. To do right, to love justice, and to walk humbly before our God. Nothing else is required. To do right means that we know what the law commands us to do. We know what the church teaches. We know all these things, so just do it. That's it. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? We don't have to figure it out. We don't have to even come to understand it, although that helps to a degree. If we know that the church teaches it, if we know that sacred scripture commands it of us, then that's it. Just do it. Just trust in God that way, that he knows what's right. And then to love justice means that we accept God's way just as it is. And rather than spending our lives questioning God, well, what does this mean? How does this make sense in this way? Just say, okay, God, you will it, you want it, I love it. Okay, I'm going to entrust myself to it, to you, because I know that you know what's best. It's not just saying to love justice, it's saying to love God who is justice itself. And if we love God, who's justice itself, and we recognize that he loves us entirely, then it's all the easier for us to do what it is that he asks us to do, to put ourselves in that humble obedience of faith given to Christ's church as he shows it to us. And then lastly, to walk humbly before our God. That's only to reemphasize that very same point that says in humility that I'm not the smartest person who's ever come to bear on this earth. That I'm not the person who's going to come up with something that's new and that's novel in some sort of way, but just to lay myself at God's feet and say, you're so much greater than me. Okay, I just trust in you. To walk humbly before God. To see our role is that of the servants of God, the friends of God, the ones who he takes care of. And so if I don't understand everything that he's doing, well, you know, I'm not supposed to necessarily in this life. But he promises that he'll take care of me even when I don't understand. That's it. To do right, to love justice, is to walk humbly before our God. Rather than spending the remainder of our time together just unpacking that for you, sit with those three things and see what our Lord shows you all the more in what they mean for you and I to do justice, to do right, to love justice, and to walk humbly before our God. In this is all that's required of you as human beings, all that's required of you to get into heaven, all that's required of you and me to make it not just skating through this life, but actually to have a good, a blessed, and a fruitful life in the abundance that he's made for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Unas palabras en español. Este evangelio hoy nos pide que leamos las señales que Dios nos da. Dice que si no las leemos bien, seremos juzgados. ¿Cómo lo hacemos? Leer las señales. Permítanme dar un ejemplo para ustedes. Cuando sostenemos un periódico, las redes que vimos, que vemos, parece una serie de formas extrañas. Parecen caracteres impresos en el extranjero. When we turn the paper upside down, it's real tough to read them, isn't it? All we see is the characters on the page that don't make any sense. Pero cuando lo volvemos a poner en posición vertical, nosotros ojos se centran en las caracteres, no centran en las caracteres individuales. Vemos palabras completos. Palabras que tienen significado, frases que nos releven conocimiento. When you turn it the right side up, what do you see? You don't see the individual characters. What you see is we see the full words that have meaning. We see the whole phrases that make sense to us so that they reveal to us what their entire meaning is beneath. We don't pay attention to the individuals because we understand the fullness of them. Un otro ejemplo. Cuando un pasajero de un barco que está siendo atormado por las olas siente cada sacudida como una sensación terrible en su estómago. Pero el capitán es la única persona que conoce todas las complejidades de la travesía. Él ve como el viento y la corriente, las olas afectan la posición del barco. Sabe que como el barco, sus velas, su timón, su motor pueden responder a todos los ataques al rumbo del barco. When we're in a boat, a passenger on the boat feels everything of the weight of the storm and has no idea what's going on, only that his stomach is getting queasy from everything that's going on there. But the captain, he knows everything. He knows how all the things of the current, of the wind, of the waves, of everything else will affect the movement of the boat. And so he knows what he needs to do with the sail. He knows what he needs to do with the mast in a way. He knows what to do with the rudder and with the wheel and all these things to make sure that the boat stays upon its course. Nuestra vida a menudo parece que estamos en la confusa posición de leer un periodo al revés. A menudo nos sentimos como un pasajero en un barco está siendo golpeado por las olas de los problemas de nuestra vida. Pero cuando se da la vuelta al periódico, cuando nos damos cuenta de el capitán está preparado para todos estos contagamientos, aun cuando nosotros no lo estemos, nuestra experiencia de la confusión cambia a la fe y a la confianza en Dios. De la misma manera que aprendemos a leer o aprendemos una carrera, debemos aprender a entender en todo lo que experimentamos que el universo debe obtener a Dios. Nuestra vida es realmente un aprendizaje. Y al igual que aprendizaje, la comprensión de nuestra vida en relación con Dios exige tiempo y esfuerzo y rezo. En silencio, cuando rezo en silencio, entendemos las cosas de Dios. Para quien ha comenzado y comprender esto, no hay más diferencia entre las cosas, entre los atacamientos, que la que siente, quien sabe leer lo que está escrito en un papel, ya sea en mano o impreso. Los que no saben leer solo ven las diferencias entre los estilos de escritura. Pero para que los que saben leer, todo es lo mismo, para el significado es el mismo sin importar cómo se producción de las lecturas. Para la persona que ha entrado en el aprendizaje de Jesús, en la oración, las cosas, los atacamientos y en todas las partes siempre son las vibraciones de la misma divina obra de Dios. Saben que Él tiene el control. Si no tiene en este momento este conocimiento de Dios, este aprendizaje de las maneras de Jesús, si no tiene en este momento, pídele hoy a esta comprensión. Tú y yo solo lo encontramos, esta sabiduría, en oración, en el silencio, cuando estamos sentados a los pies de Jesús. Cuando estamos sentados a los pies de Jesús, la mejor parte no nos será arrebatada. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Rezamos por esta familia, patrono de las madres y los médicos de los niños nacidos. Oh compasiva San Gianna Bretamola, médico y cuidador de los pobres, de los ancianos, de los niños, de las futuras madres, miren con amor nuestra humilde oración. Y intercede por nosotros ante nuestro Padre Celestial. Como esposo y madre abnegada, imitaste el amor de nuestro Salvador Jesucristo. Haz el punto de dar tu vida para salvar la vida de tu Hijo prenado. Pide el Espíritu Santo. Te rogamos que nos llene del valor para que tus palabras se conviertan en las nuestras. Lo que Dios quiera. Si está en el plan del amor de Dios para nosotros, reza para que nuestra oración e intención sea concedida para el parte seguro de Jonas Sena, por la recuperación sobrenaturalmente acelerada de Rey Sena. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.